Hello, you reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Harmony. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yeah, well, I'm on the road. I just, I'm parked on the right side of the road. My car has a complete flat.
Okay, do you have a spare tire for a tire change, or would you like a tow?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It's in the trunk.
Okay, what's your first name?
My name is Anna Vanderbilt.
What's your last name?
Vanderbilt. B as in Victor, A as in Apple, N as in Knight, D as in David, I as in Iceland, V again as Vermont, E as in Ernest, and R as in Robert Vanderbilt. I can give you the policy.
What's your phone number in case we get disconnected and send text messages and updates too?
Yes, 760-886-9991.
Okay, now I'm ready for the policy.
Policy 65-00-44-927-0101.
Are there any dashes in this?
No, I don't see any dashes.
Do you see another policy number or member ID number that have dashes in it?
Let me see. It says California policy. All it did, it says policy number. Nope, let's see. No. We've had it for years, so. And it's effective, it says effective expiration date 12/24/2020. 92231.
Do you have your policy number? I mean, not your policy number, your VIN number?
VIN number. Okay. 2HGFB2F50FH511894. I'm looking at the policy. I do. No. It's not that one.
Is your name, first name spelled A-N-A? Because you didn't spell it for me when I asked you what your name was.
Yeah. A-N-N-A. Vanderbilt. V, again, S in Victor, A as in Apple, N as in N-O-N, and D as in David, I as in Iceland, V as in Victor, E, Ernest, or Robert.
I'm sorry. What were you talking to me?
Yes, you were asking me about my name.
I asked you how to spell your first name. That's your first name?
Okay. No, my first name is just Anna, A-N-N-A.
Okay. And you don't see any other policy number, contract number on there because that information you gave me is not pulling up your policy.
No, it should. This is the one of this car, of the Honda Civic.
Okay, so let me explain to you what I see. What I see is a blank screen. Any information that we need to look up your policy is given to me by you. So if the information that you give me does not pull up what you're covered for, I have no way of bypassing our system. There's only two options. You can either call your insurance company and speak with someone and have them call us back, or we can continue and it would be an out-of-pocket expense unless you have another number that you can give me that may be that may help with me looking up your policy, because I've already tried your VIN number. I've tried your first and last name. That's why I asked you to respell it for me so I can make sure that I did have it spelled correctly. Let me finish. I've also tried your zip code, and I've tried yeah, just your last name. So I need something else more to pull up what you're covered for.
I'm going to have to call my husband. Can you check under it? It's because it says name insured, and then it says Anthony. And can you check under Anthony Vandiver?
Yes, our address? I can check that. I can check the name. The address, I can't. Unfortunately, I won't be able to check it. Can't go past that.
Okay, Anthony Vandiver.
Yes, that isn't pulling up anything either, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay, what I'm going to do, because it does say roadside assistance here, I'm just going to call my husband, see if he answers, because I'm on the road and it's very unsafe here, and I just can't even pull the car anywhere. But this is the paper for the roadside assistance. I don't know. Do I give you the policy again?
No, ma'am. I have the policy number already that you gave me. That you said 6500449270101.
Yes.
Didn't work.
Okay. Let me. I'll call again. Let me call my husband.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.